Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRN's Anthony Moore.
Former Governor Sarah Palin announced last month her intention to seek the seat vacated by the late Congressman Don Young, who died in mid-March. The former governor and vice presidential candidate announced her run for Alaska's sole seat in the U.S. House of Representatives. Days later, she received an endorsement from former President Donald Trump, who called her tough and smart and will never back down. Palin spoke to KSRM. One of the focuses of her campaign is the education system in America.
I'm just very disappointed in kind of this big picture thing going on, not just in Alaska, but around the nation, where too often the parents and the teachers, the good teachers, are actually disempowered to do what's right for the kids and for a good, sound, truthful curriculum to be taught to our kids, because there's a huge liberal bent in the teachers' union and then the influence or the mandates that they pass on down to our teachers could ruin our public school system, and that would be a shame for America.
Palin also touched on the national debt.
Too many people have just become resigned to the fact that we are so in debt. Our nation, you know, $23 trillion on paper, but that's growing, growing, growing. And when you consider all the debt that we have due to pay years and years in the future, it's so much more than $23 trillion.
If elected, Palin spoke on how she could tackle the national debt.
See, that's the beauty of running for office. Though I just touted you can make a difference not having a title, but I'd have a vote and I would have influence with colleagues and Republicans and, of course, in Congress. What the heck are they doing going along to get along, allowing these budgets?
Palin faces a crowded field of nearly 50 other candidates vying to fill that seat, the special primary election scheduled for Saturday, June 11th. After more than 15,000 Alaska Airlines passengers had their flights canceled Sunday and Monday, Alaska blamed the turn of the month. Despite a massive scheduling debacle that began on April 1st, causing hundreds of Alaska Airlines flight cancellations early in the month that ruined travel plans of tens of thousands of passengers, Alaska's crew schedule planners couldn't prevent it from happening again on May the 1st. In an email, spokesperson Bobby Egan of Alaska Airlines says, month-to-month transitions can be challenging for several reasons, but particularly so when they fall on a weekend. The chair of the Alaska Airlines Council for the Airline Pilots Association Union said the problems run deeper than the calendar. He told Alaska's news source, there's a month-to-month transition, literally every month. The fact that April and May were such a problem points to the greater issue that they're having with attracting and retaining pilots. The union and management are deadlocked in negotiations over a new pilot contract that, with flight crew shortages industry-wide, Alaska continues to lose pilots to other airlines with four or five resignations a week, a pace they've never seen before. Alaska's management attributed the April chaos to a shortage of pilots after the Omicron virus surge disrupted its pilot training program in the spring. In response, Alaska cut its flights by 2% through June in an effort to ensure it had sufficient pilots to fly the schedule. But Sunday, the calendar turned over to May the 1st, and Alaska's monthly transition fell apart again, at a less extreme level than in April, but still bad enough to cause a fuss for many. The airline canceled 53 flights Sunday, 55 on Monday. And the cancellations continued through Tuesday, though at a lower level. Alaska canceled 33 flights, impacting another 3,800 air travelers across its network. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.